Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want even more Everything Iconic? Join the Everything Iconic Patreon. Now, if you've never heard of Patreon, simply go to www.patreon.com/everythingiconic for all the details. Basically, you can pledge $4 or more per month, hopefully a little more, and get access to Everything Iconic bonus episodes, extended interviews, and so much more. You guys, I'm recapping season one on there right now of Real Housewives of New York, and it is truly iconic. Your support on Patreon helps me to pay for website hosting, my producer, and so much more. I love making this show, and with your help, I'll be able to make even better episodes and provide even more bonus content. For those of you that have already joined the Everything Iconic Patreon, thank you. You are all iconic.
Hey guys, welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm so excited. You guys, I didn't know how to follow up an Elizabeth Olsen episode of Everything Iconic. So I still delivered. I have the best guests. I have Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappens, which is the best Bravo podcast. It's so good. I also have, you guys, Kelly Bensimone from The Real Housewives of New York. You guys, I have Jules Weinstein from The Real Housewives of New York. Two iconic fallen soldiers from our favorite show of all time. And then I also have Courtney Frayn from Two Judgy Girls. If you don't follow Two Judgy Girls, you need to follow them on Instagram. They have a great podcast as well. You guys, we have so much reality TV to talk about. There was so much on this past week. We had the Roni premiere. We had Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. We had Vanderpump Rules. I mean, so much is going on. So we have to talk about all of those shows. We're going to break it down with Ben and Ronnie. And you guys, I'm going to get right to it. Next week, we have DJ James Kennedy on the show. You guys, it's iconic. It is so iconic. So please subscribe, tell a friend. If you want bonus content, check out our Patreon. I'm going to be posting a little bonus episode with Ben and Ronnie over there, as well as the full extended, unedited interviews with Kelly and Jules, because they were a little bit long, so I had to cut them down. So you'll get all of that over at Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Please follow me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Oh my God, Whitney, I'm talking a mile a minute because we have so much to get to. Okay, let's ring out Ben and Ronnie. Here's Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappens. Enjoy. Love you. Okay, guys, I am here with the Watch What Crappens boys. Me. Ben and Ronnie. You guys know Watch What Crappens is this amazing Bravo podcast. You guys do what, 5 shows a week?
Yeah, 5 shows a week, and then a bonus episode on Patreon. So it's really like 6 shows a week.
Yes. So you guys cover each episode is about a different show.
Yeah, mostly. That's usually the way it goes. Every now and then we will double up, but lately Bravo's been churning out so many shows. It's like we can't, you know, it's just been like varsity level shows and they all need their own special hour.
Varsity level.
It's a lot of content. And I was on your show and I'm telling you, you guys have the best fans of your show. I mean, so many people reached out to me and they love you guys so much.
They're so nice. I like that you have a post on the Facebook group every week. They're like, oh, we love Danny.
I like it too.
Yeah, I love them.
Okay, so what's your favorite show to do in terms of Bravo content? What's your favorite one to watch and cover?
I mean, I think
like
it would
Real
have to
Housewives
be New York.
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills is your favorite?
Yeah, I like Beverly Hills.
You like Beverly Hills the best, really? Even this season?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because nothing really ever happens on that show, and I think it's so funny. The ones where a ton happens, it's just, you know, kind of repeating everything that happened, where Beverly Hills sometimes will make up an entire episode. It's more like fanfic, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite is, without a doubt, New York.
Yes,
covering it so and good. Watching it, those are my favorite. With Vanderpump Rules, like, a hair behind.
Yeah, I totally agree. New York's my favorite, but I love them all. Are you guys watching Southern Charm? We're going to talk about that.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, of course. Southern Charm came blazing out of the gates with their premiere this last week.
Yeah. Now, before we get into each individual show, I want to know, who's your favorite housewife and what's your favorite franchise? Mm-hmm. Well, you said your favorite franchise. So what's your favorite housewife?
I'm Lisa Vanderpump till I die, okay? Yeah. I love her. I love that she's rich and she still pretends she's like 42. Mm. And she like pats herself on the back publicly for adopting a child. Like, I think it's hilarious. And like the story she comes out with, she's like, when we got Max, I'm like, he's not a Rubik's Cube. You know, like, who talks like that? It's like, we were waiting at the airport. And, you know, I could just imagine this little baby going through the little x-ray machine. Being torn away from its toothless mother on the other side.
I imagine his origin story is like the first scene in Batman Returns, you know, like some sort of like gothic nursery or whatever, where like a nanny comes like rushing through the door. It's like, he's here. He's
Nanny
arrived.
K. Nanny yeah. K. Yeah.
Nanny K, of course.
Thank you for knowing who Nanny K is, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Kyle doesn't, but I do.
Danny P, Nanny K.
So who's your favorite?
I mean, Countess Luann.
Oh, yeah.
She is just my favorite. For many years, she was my favorite, and then Beverly Hills came along, and Lisa Vanderpump took the top spot, because that coincided with Luann having... She had, like, a season or two where she was kind of acting crazy in a way that I couldn't appreciate, but now that I have time on my side and hindsight, I'm realizing her craziness, her indignant behavior was part of her whole spectrum. Because I used to think what was great about Luann...
Her spectrum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because what I used to think was great about Luann was that on New York, she was the classy one, the quote-unquote classy one. And so when she started to descend from that, it didn't make sense to me. But now with 10 years of hindsight, I realize, no, it's part of the journey, part of the dance, as she would say.
Yeah, she made it part of the dance.
And like someone took the stick out of her ass and beat her over the head with it. You know?
Yeah, she has so many facets.
Come down a little bit.
Yeah. So you guys do a lot of impressions of these women. Yes. Who's your favorite to do?
Ramona. Ramona Singer's my favorite.
Ramona. Can you do a little Ramona?
Whoa, that's crazy, Danny Pellegrino. Thank you for having us on your podcast. Such an exciting time for us. And Avery wishes she could be here, but she's out hanging out with her friends, also known as my friends, because we're basically the same age.
You're like twins, okay?
Okay, guys, I have to get to some of these shows. We have Real Housewives of Atlanta, The Reunion. We have the Roni premiere. We have Southern Charm premiere. We have Vanderpump Rules, Beverly Hills. We have you guys don't watch The Challenge.
God damn, buckle in. That's a lot of shows.
We have a lot of shows.
I'm out of date with The Challenge.
We don't have to talk about The Challenge. I just want everyone to know that I'm upset with how they're doing the finales now. They're making us wait until the end of The Reunion to find out who wins.
What? Oh.
And it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. And somebody told me that it's because MTV gets to... they don't have to pay as much. Something about the taxes, the longer they wait to give away the money, the less they have to pay or something like that.
Probably.
Look, I'm not a tax attorney. This is all hearsay. But anyway, I want everyone to know that I'm upset about the Challenge finale. But anyway, I want to talk about Atlanta, okay? I want to talk about the Atlanta reunion.
Okay.
Did you guys watch it? You watched
it? Yes, of course.
So what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when Kenya said that Marlo is the only woman who has a square reader in between her legs.
So good.
That was such an amazing line.
Kenya really came back this episode. I felt like she was really working for that peach.
Yeah, she was. Well,
yeah,
the rumors.
She knew her ass was fired. Andy was yelling at her the whole time. And then she kept trying to be like, no, no. And he's like, Kenya, look, I'm even yelling at you. Wonky-eyed Andy.
The show needs Kenya.
Everybody.
Yeah. The show needs Kenya to be like present and not off in Mark Daly world.
Off with her. Done with her. Get rid of her.
No, I say keep her.
There.
I'm confused though. Was she pregnant or was she talking about just getting a child?
I think she's shopping. I think she's like on Amazon Prime waiting for like Black Friday or something.
I felt like she said it just to keep her.
Because it's a black show. Yeah. I meant just like a discount baby.
I was rolling
past
that.
Sorry, I heard myself after. Sorry.
Yeah. I was thinking about something I was going to say next and just ignored.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Welcome
I felt
to
like
Ronnie. Welcome to
it
Ronnie.
It felt
guys.
Like she was deciding at the moment whether or not she was going to make pregnancy her next year's storyline. She's like, am I pregnant? Yes, I am.
Yes, kind.
Well, she never said she was pregnant. No, she said, I'm going to have a son or a daughter.
She said it's
going to
drop in September or something. It was like, it's going to be
out. We're
going
to have a little boy or a little girl sometime in
late next year.
December.
Yeah, it was basically the same as Sheree's, She by Sheree, her jogging line.
Her athleisure line.
He's like, so Sheree. I love that Andy, every other question is like, so how's She by Sheree? Like the answer.
Yes.
And she's like, whoop. Well, I'll have She by Sheree, baby, when she has her baby, you know? Yeah.
So shady.
Joggers. Joggers.
Kenya's going to name that baby Jogger just to get at Sheree.
And it's so shady to still be asking about She Buys Sheree. That was 10 years ago. And, like, you know, Andy's not asking Nene about her caftan business, you know?
Exactly. It's true. It is so shady. You're right. I never even thought about it like that.
Like, it's like there's so many businesses that come and go on these Housewives shows. And the fact that She Buys Sheree still gets asked. Although, to be fair, the fact that She Buys Sheree still has like an air of relevance to it.
Because it's iconic. Amazing. It's iconic.
It's just the name is so amazing. I mean, Sheree, no one's going to hire Sheree to make clothes. She couldn't even, like, go on Cafe Press and get a bone collector shirt printed, okay?
She's on Zazzle.
Something to another sweatshirt. Zazzle. I was like, come on, Sheree.
Oh, my God. Do we think Sheree's gone for sure? Is she for sure fired?
I think so. I mean, I think that would be a pity because I don't think I think we are blessed to have Sheree back. And I feel like, yes, she was a little dull this season. But why should we get rid of Sheree? You know, I think we just bring in someone new and interesting.
What about Kim? Do you think Kim should stay around?
No.
Ugh, she's weird. Awful.
I was so excited about Kim's return. And then this season, she was just so nasty.
She is.
It's like I can't even root for you.
That's how that show is for me this year in general. Nene, I used to love Nene, you know, even though she was always wrong, you know. I used to love her.
Even though she was always a horrid
human being. Yeah, she's just terrible. And she's so fake and she turns on everybody, you know.
I thought she was a little nicer this season.
Well, I think she was
screaming.
Yeah, she was nicer compared to like previous seasons. I think Nene shouldn't be there. I think Kim shouldn't be there. I think they got too big for their britches and Nene's just sort of, I feel like she's doing stuff because she's thinking this makes good TV as opposed to just letting us see Nene. Let's have some like good, authentic, fun
stuff.
Yeah,
I like when she's funny, but it's like that boyfriend that slaps you.
Wait, what? Who slapped you?
They just get so good at apologizing. Like, okay, your apologies are enough. You're still going to turn around and scream at somebody, you know? When today, in this one, when she's like, oh, Portia, you know, we're like sisters, and I could never totally turn on Portia. You turned everybody against her the second you walked back into the room because it was the popular choice. You moose, you ass.
Do you guys like Portia? I do.
I love Portia.
I do, too. I think Portia's great.
But you know what's interesting about Atlanta? They have not been able to bring in any fresh blood that has stuck.
Yeah.
For like years now, like Kenya and Portia
were the only ones.
I mean, I feel like Claudia Jordan should still be there. I was shocked that she did not come back because she was the only one who could really step to Nene.
But I thought she was good her season, and she did go up against Nene.
She was great.
Like that fight they had, I think they were on vacation. It was so amazing.
Oh, they were in the homeless. Puerto Rico. One too. Yeah. But remember the one where they were in the homeless day for Phaedra? Phaedra's like, I'm having a day for homeless children who like balloons and parks on Mondays or whatever. And they're like making food for the homeless in the back. And then Nene and Claudia just start going at it.
Yeah.
And Nene couldn't even speak because she wasn't used to somebody coming.
No one's ever gone after Nene that way.
And
no
she just started making noises. She's like, bloop, 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 yeah. bloop, bloop, bloop.
She's
doing Foley.
People have gone after Nene for sure. Between Kim and Sheree, people have gone after Nene, but no one has actually destroyed Nene the way that Claudia did that time in Puerto Rico, talking about her edges and like wherever she went to school. It was like a masterclass, and it was so exciting and hilarious. I mean, I feel like Claudia's not there because Nene said she has to go.
Yeah, Nene wanted her to go. You know, I think Kenya is really great with her words. Like, she's so witty, and she could go up against Nene if she, you know, would go there, but she never goes there.
I actually don't feel like Kenya's that witty. I feel like she has some hilarious lines, but what I like about her is that she's shameless, and you feel like I always feel like she is willing to just be obnoxious because she knows that's what it's called for, which sounds like I'm contradicting myself because I said Nene is the only thing about what's making great TV. But I think that Nene coasts a little bit off of her one-liners in her interview segments, and she's a little bit too much. Her diva-ness comes from the fact that she was on like a Ryan Murphy show like 2 years ago, whereas Kenya's, her diva-ness comes from the fact that like I've been carrying the show now for a few years.
So who should stick around? Ronnie, who do you think should stick around? What should the cast be next season? I'm eating while I ask
you that.
I would
keep it how it was the past few years, honestly. Just bring back, look, on these shows, what do they do? Bring back Phaedra. Let Portia do her thing. Keep Candy. whoever it was last year and the year before, I think were great. And those were the casts that weren't relying on NeNe or Kim or any of the old people. Yeah. I mean, Sheree was there and she did a pretty good job, but I don't know how to fix any of this shit.
I would keep Kenya. Even though Cynthia's kind of boring, she's like a good like presence on there. She's a good balance. So keep Kenya, keep Cynthia, keep Candy. Get rid of NeNe. She's funny, but she's not. Just I don't think she's bringing enough.
Yeah.
Keep Portia. No more Kim Zolciak. Keep Sheree.
Get rid of Shamia.
Those extras can go. I know.
Marlo. I think we learned this season that a little bit of Marlo goes a long way, and there was just too much Marlo. She's not. She's like a clown, I feel like. She's just not interesting enough. Eva, I don't know. She's fine.
I feel like Eva could be good, but I don't know. We'll see. Okay, I'm clipping. Clip. We need to go to Roni. The Roni premiere. What did you guys think of the premiere?
Just spectacular.
It was so good, right?
Yeah.
It was so good. I love just unbridled alcoholism.
And yeah.
Bethany is just a monster. And she's done so much work to like not be a monster over the past year. She's like, oh, hi, Puerto Rico, it's me, Bethany, be real. Be,
hey, Puerto Rico.
I'm going to Puerto Rico, okay? Be real, Puerto Rico.
I got so mad about the donation stuff, the charity thing, because I thought the last time Ramona saw Bethany, Bethany was calling her, you know, she was saying she was a nightmare. She had chicken in her purse. You know what I mean? That was the last time they saw each other.
By an elevator.
So the fact that Ramona donated anything. She gave Bethany $3,000, and Bethany kind of shaded her and said, Tinsley gave $10,000, Ramona gave $3,000. Maybe it wasn't a lot of shit. It was like a little shady, I thought, right?
Yeah. Well, she could have just said they both gave money.
You're not and it's supposed like, to tell who gave what. It's not the back of the dinner theater program, for Christ's
sake. The fact that Ramona gave her anything after calling her all those names the last time they saw each other, it's like, be happy with what you get, Bethany.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be happy. Be instead of be strong.
Yeah.
Be strong and be happy.
Be less
she's
of
like,
a
she's going to sue Bobby McFerrin. You know that. She's going to sue Bobby McFerrin. That's,
I know.
That's my brand. That's my brand. Your acapella is Cheetah brand on mine.
You're going to have to start going by Bobby McFerrin.
Don't worry. Be happy. Okay? Don't worry.
Oh
be happy.
Oh, my God.
It's like she should be a saint, right? She should be totally off limits for everything that she does. But she's just such an asshole, you know? But Bethany, she came back and she's sitting there in that janky ass Barbie outfit. She looks like someone was like, "Is that Angeline?" Which I love the Angeline.
Yeah, up, yeah.
You know, but she just looks like this old mean hoe who just like stabs the new hooker on the corner. You know, and she's just like, "Call me when you do something successful." Huh? It's like,
but I will say this. I mean,
I think she looks better than ever, though.
She does.
I think
she
looks
great.
Looks wise, looks better. Not in the Barbie costume.
Yeah,
not in her Angeline cosplay. But
I mean, I think one thing that Bethany has is, again, like NeNe, she is believing her own hype a little bit. But unlike NeNe, I do feel like Bethany, as much as it seems like it pains her to film with these girls, she still gets in the mix. A lot of the drama that happens does sort of circle around Bethany or it's driven by her.
Well, the rumor is that she's having – the rumors before the season started is that she was trying to quit during the middle of the – you heard all that, right?
Yeah.
She was trying to quit because Carol turns on her because she's just such an ass to everybody. And that she doesn't ever want to shoot. She never wants to show up. She's always leaving early. And like this one, she's like, I don't want to see these bitches. What do I got to go?
It's like, don't do it then. Like, don't be on the show.
The viewers can tell. We're not dumb. We're sophisticated. Yeah. We're a Bravo audience.
Last season was really bad with her in that context. I felt like there were scenes where she was – remember she was in the car? Was that two seasons ago? It was like there was a fight happening and she was in the car. I'm like, get in the house.
Yeah. Carol's like, I got to go in there. And she's like, all right, then you go. I'm going to sit out here. And she was like sitting out in the car watching through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't do us any favors, Bethany. Like, I think Bethany is a really good reality star. And sure, she's no longer like the voice of the people the way she used to be. But she is – I do feel like she's very emotionally raw and she gets into the mix, but like, don't make it like, if we can tell that you're like looking at your watch to do your scenes, just don't show up at all. There are plenty of other crazies. This show is full of icons and you're not the only one. Okay. You're disposable.
Yeah. She seems very tough, but I love her. And Bethany and Frederick was very comforting to me. I felt like it was just having it on was nice to like know she was around, and I just felt healed by it. But I want to talk about Luann's blackface. What did you get chills the way that I did?
Face, all right. Well, I'm sorry I won third place in the facial Olympics.
Yes. Well, that's what I love about Luann. You know, she gets arrested, so she's at a low. And then somehow she turns that into the most amazing peak of all time, which is that she's doing Countess and Friends. And you're like, this is like one of these movies, you know, where it's like you're at your low and then you come back to the bright lights and you've been saved by the music. And now she's in blackface.
You sound exactly like Luann did on Watch What Happens Live. Did you see that? Because that's exactly what she said. She said, like, I hit my bottom, but then, you know, that got me Countess and Friends.
Yeah. Exactly. But the blackface.
Yeah, you're
thing,
a regular Reese Witherspoon over there, Luann.
I got chills when she walked in blackface because I just thought, like, wow, we're so lucky. we're so lucky to be getting this. Like, I mean, we have been sitting through Housewives of Beverly Hills and nothing's been happening. And it's like, here this woman is walking in an afro that Diana Ross has never worn.
No.
I think maybe like there's been like one photo shoot with Diana Ross in a similar hair. And here comes Luann and she was just didn't even notice that it was an issue. And the only person to comment on it was Carol. I thought, like, why don't these other women know? And I just thought that was such a gift.
Well, to be fair, they probably like, just thought
she did great.
With that bronzer, she just probably looked like any person they've seen at Boca Raton, you know? They're like, oh, look, there's Sue. Oh, it's Luann. But, you know,
think about that. You had Dorinda sitting there with glued-on terrariums from Amazon Prime. You had her in blackface. You had Ramona in a stolen costume that she stole from Lip Sync Battle. And Chrissy Teigen totally outed her.
And she wore it like three times. She didn't just wear it on Lip Sync Battle. She wore it at another Halloween party that was 3 days earlier. Yeah. I read the story. So she wore it three times.
Yeah. I mean, only Real Housewives of New York could have so much chaos on it that the bronzer, Luann in blackface winds up being like a footnote.
Yeah.
And when drunk Dorinda was talking, I mean, I had the biggest belly laugh. Like, I have never laughed that hard. It was just like such a natural high that I was getting off Dorinda being drunk.
Just going to everyone with her little, like, bubbles clanking around. Like, NSL, Annie Sandberg, Adam Sandler. It's a drone. She's all. It's good.
Come on, Mr. Justin.
I loved it. Okay, now we got to move to Southern Charm.
Yes.
I know I'm rushing you guys through this, but you know, it is what it is. So Southern Charm, what did you guys think of the premiere? I loved it. That dramatic music coming at the end.
Yes.
Like, I lived for it.
A haunting remix of their theme music.
Got money.
It was so... I mean, it was so dramatic.
Well, because... It's like Grover being evil, you know, from the Muppets.
I can't believe how riveted I was, given that nothing happened in the episode. It was all like a tee-up. But watching the girls all sit there and talk shit about JD was great. And I was just so invested in the smoker situation about, like, making these ribs and the chicken and watching these bros just bicker incessantly about, gosh, Craig, you don't even know what you're doing. He's like, does this look like a grill? I'm a grill master, not a smoke master, chef. Gosh, Craig, then why don't you say so? You're the one who said I was the grill master. No, I didn't. I was reading Chaucer. What?
He got so excited over his Vietnam book. He's like, Vietnam.
I'm watching this documentary right now.
PBS. Hey, Craig, don't Ken Burns yourself. Get it? Probably not. You don't watch PBS.
I thought, and Naomi was a star. I love that they set up this like girls versus boys theme for the season. I also loved that they did that. The lower third said, soon to be former nanny.
So good.
It was so good. I mean,
just like, we'll enjoy your color coded chart that I made.
Oh my God.
She is a woman of high class. If she'd been from a different generation, she would have had a bridge here in Charleston, too.
Did you read Thomas's tweets? Oh my God.
No.
So he comes out this week and he's like, I'm just going to press like on all the hate tweets from now on because it's a better way to live just pressing like. And some lady writes, well, your fingers are going to hurt by the end of the night or something. And he goes, no, she goes, your finger's going to fall off by the end of the night. And he goes, only if it fingered you. And then,
oh my God.
That's horrible.
He tweeted that. He was just very nasty.
He's like, you're ugly and you're fat. No one will have sex with you.
Oh
my God, what an awful human.
He's an awful fucking human being. He deleted all of his Twitter and everything because he went so crazy.
He's a little bit like, you know, like he's got some Brandy Glanville in his social media presence.
I know. And don't you just want to say, like, stop it, like, cool it. You don't know. What do you think of Ashley, like, the new girl? She's a gold digger, right? She's a hoe.
She's a hoe. I mean, the short shorts, she put on a perfectly nice dress, and then she's like, no, I'm going to put on the short shorts, even though they don't make sense with this top, because I want to show off my legs, yeah, and I want to stake my claim.
Not even a gold digger. She's like a credit digger. Like, how much gold can he possibly have left? You know his dad cut him off.
I saw something where Patricia Altshaw, like, is that her name? She said something about how Ashley, like, got some billionaire's number in front of her with Thomas also there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, moving on to Vanderpump. Yes. Guys, I'm rushing through these. I know.
Oh, my God.
I love it. We should start doing it like this.
We'll be okay, what's your favorite? I know. What's your favorite thing about Vanderpump this season?
Oh my God. Let's see. I think I'm really into Sheena's delusion about Rob. Mm-hmm. Rob Valletta.
Sheena's Rob is pretty good. That's an iconic storyline. Yeah, I think we'll be making jokes about for the rest of our lives.
I'm
loving Lala's broken ass feminism.
Yeah,
I think it was hilarious that she tried to do it. She's like, I'm going to get everyone on my side and be a feminist bitch. I'm like, You're with some stolen fat guy that you like. You stole a fat guy. You've you've fat shamed everybody on this cast.
Yeah.
How is this going to work? And I'm loving watching it just all crumble.
Yeah. And I think almost every single cast member has been embroiled in a cheating scandal. Multiple cheating scandals.
Every time I think there can't possibly be another cheating scandal, all of a sudden they're like, oh, Kristen and James hooked up. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there was an odd amount configuration of pillows.
Yes, the amount of story these kids go through is insane.
I know.
Who's your favorite of the cast?
It's yours. I want to know.
Kristen.
We're allowed to ask you questions.
Yeah, you can ask me. Favorite? You know, what's funny is I was telling Whitney, so James is going to be on the show next week, and I interviewed him, and I was monologuing about how much I love Kristen. And I totally just like forgot that they dated and everything. And I did the same thing with Ariana on the show. I was like, I love Kristen. You know, I'm like, your boyfriend dated her. And yeah. I'm like, I can't, you know, like in real life, you can't just start talking about how much you love someone's ex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel like because I watched them on TV, when did that become a rule?
I honestly don't know who's my favorite because they all bring something special to the table. You know, it's like, and it's also hard. Like in terms of, you know, we all three of us met Ariana because you met her at our thing and everything. And like, she's just like an awesome person. Yeah. Like we like her as like
she's
a person,
great.
But I'm like on the show in terms of who's on the show. There's so many, like Kristen's kind of iconic and underrepresented, but then there's Lala who's hilarious, then Sheena is
they're
so
all
deluded.
Fantastic.
Stassi is
that's
you know,
one of the casts that I'm afraid to meet in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some people would be able to take it, you know? Like you meet them and you say, we make fun of you, and if they listen to it, I wouldn't feel that bad.
Okay, so I gotta wrap this up. I wanna talk about Jersey Shore really quick. I'm so happy it's back. You guys didn't watch it, but I love it. I love that they did a Sammy Sweetheart doll, which I was worried about Sammy she's not on it. And I was worried, but they got like a robot doll and the editors are putting in catchphrases from Sammy the robot's saying it. And it is so fucking funny. Like whoever's idea that was is a brilliant.
Why is she not on it? Why did she choose not to go on?
You know, I think she's in a new relationship and her and Ronnie have throughout these past 6 years or whatever they've been off the air, they've still sort of been in touch and had a volatile relationship, I think.
I always believe that she was totally awful, by the way.
I'm very happy for her for not going on the show because I think it's the healthy decision. Of course, she's not going to make the money, whatever. But I also think it saves something for next season because they got picked up for another.
Yeah.
So I think
A month before it even aired, they got picked up.
And it's supposed to be good. I talked to one of the producers on it, and she said it's great.
Is Angelina coming back?
She does come back. Really? And I'm not kidding you. The premiere, I was very skeptical, and it's just like before.
Really?
They get drunk as fuck. Like, it's so good. Vinny looks great. All the girls look great.
Had huge ratings.
I only saw the first episode of all time. That's the only
you've never watched it
before? And I thought it was so funny. That little one.
Snooki,
yeah. They all hated her. I loved it. She got so wasted.
I did
it's
love
so
it.
Good.
Like, come on, Snooks. All you got to do is get less wasted. And she's like, I just want to be friends with you guys.
She did.
It's hard to ever replicate that iconic.
I can never watch this again, it was pure joy.
It really is so good. So I encourage everyone to watch it. We'll get to
My
talk more about
hate
it.
Me enough. Okay.
Now I do these lightning rounds, so they're just like quick questions, and they're pop culture based, so they're all over the place.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of them. Let's go.
Do we keep score?
Teddy Mellencamp.
Yeah. Do I want to take?
Favorite Diane Keaton movie?
Oh my God.
Manhattan.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So many of her
just
later
say Baby
ones.
So something's got to give is what I'm saying.
I refuse to say Annie Hall. Yeah, the one where she was the mom and she dies of cancer.
That's what, not Something's Gotta
that
Give.
That's the one with Sarah Jessica Parker.
First Wives Club?
No. Do you know what I mean?
Hocus Sarah Pocus? Parker, are you, like, you're talking about Hocus Pocus.
No,
Hocus
she Pocus. Comes home as a new wife and she's snotty and everyone hates her.
Oh, you mean Father of the Bride Part 2.
Oh my God, I hate you guys.
That's what you're talking about.
People Baby are Boom. Beating their steering wheels right now. It's Baby called, Boom. Like, Mom's Dead.
This is a lightning round.
Oh, wait, I'm going to change mine.
This is a lightning round.
No, I'm going to keep Manhattan. Sorry. Why don't you just say The Godfather? You can say The Godfather.
That's a boring answer. That's a
heteronormative answer.
Yeah, I know, but it's a great movie.
Something's Gotta Give.
I'm staying with Manhattan.
We're saying something.
I'm sticking with My Mom Died of Cancer on Christmas.
Just do the one where she's like a bank robber.
The Mad Money. My favorite thing about Mad Money is that Katie Holmes turned down The Dark Knight to do Mad Money. Oh, which, like, come on. Like,
it's Mad Money.
It's just, like, the funniest trivia in the world. Like, she didn't do The Dark Knight, like, one of the most renowned movies in the world, and to do Mad Money.
She gave it up. Let Maggie Gyllenhaal God bless. Take it.
Okay, Bette Midler, actress or singer?
Actress, by far. I can't even with her singing.
Goldie?
I'm sorry, Bette Midler.
And sub-question.
All right, you guys, lightning round.
Big business.
You can expand a big little business, bit, but we're on a sorry, schedule. Lightning. Goldie Hawn or Kate Hudson?
Goldie Hawn.
Favorite Christina Aguilera song?
Do you need a bottle?
Beautiful, just because I love the video. LOL.
Don't look at me. Tom Cruise, hot or not?
Hot.
Hot, yeah.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Sexiest man alive. Wow. Silence.
I don't remember the name of porn stars.
Someone just did, like, you don't remember the name of porn stars.
I just remember their
Who's
thumbnails.
Your favorite porn star? That's what we should ask. We have three gay men on a podcast. I feel like we should talk about gay porn.
No, because they cycle through Wild. I can't. I'm like literally blanking on names. It's like I'm overstimulated.
I'll say this guy Caden, who's not a. I don't think That's he does porn anymore, but his name is Caden, and he used to be on ActiveDuty.com.
Oh, I loved that.
He's not a troop, but he was in a. He's not active military, but he was on a website called. I know.
I would love to do like a gay porn podcast. We would talk about the stories.
Yeah. You know what? Gay people need to hear this, and the straight women that listen to.
I'm not answering, not because I'm being a prude. I just can't remember any. Like, I'm like literally like.
Well, okay, what's your favorite like porn site?
You know what I like?
Sean.
I actually always really liked what was it called? Musclehunks.com.
What? I like. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It was like, well, it was just like body. I like muscly guys.
Is it still active?
No, it's just. I mean, it's there, but it's just. It's kind of, and it's actually like it's a little sad too because you see these guys like you know. They're all right. Not all up to
private. Laguna Beach or the Hills?
The Hills.
Yeah, I'll stick with that.
Kristen or LC?
Kristen.
Did Audrina deserve to be on TV?
No, but I'm glad she was because that was the first like dead-eyed person that really took hold, I feel like.
Yeah.
Colton Haynes, thoughts?
I don't know who that is.
He's nice.
Say something nice about Queen Bonnie Hunt.
I have a... Okay,
who
I will
keeps
lightning
her
round,
sitcoms.
But
okay,
I know.
I met her in an elevator once, and she gave me words of encouragement that have stuck with me through my career.
And then she's a fired. Friend, and she's given me words of encouragement too.
Yeah,
but
I like her.
She was really said amazingly nice things.
She's like the sweetest, best. She's the best person.
She was great. She was
absolutely
great.
Wait, what did you say?
She said
stood up for David Letterman because he used to produce her sitcoms, right?
Yeah,
I mean all of her sitcoms were gone too soon. But anyway, Clueless or Mean Girls.
Clueless, by far.
Can you name a drag queen, and who's your favorite?
Shangela.
Banjunala? I don't know. I'm
my favorite is...
Alyssa Edwards.
I don't know drag queens.
Have you seen Love and Basketball?
Mm-mm. No.
First three things that come to mind when you hear Kelly Bensimone.
Owls.
Jelly beans.
Jogging. Al Sharpton.
Should Sarah Michelle Gellar have done the Scooby-Doo movies?
Yes, of course.
Because what
is she going to do?
Favorite Meg Ryan movie?
Honestly, Top Gun. Sleepless in Seattle.
Beethoven, dog or musician?
Musician. Don't you dare insult me that way.
Favorite Jennifer Love Hewitt movie?
Can't hardly wait.
What did you say, Ronnie? You
can't.
Okay, so we'll say Heartbreakers is Ronnie's. Felicity Huffman, thoughts?
Love her.
Amazing, really into herself. Never want to see her in a fucking interview again.
Deborah Messing or Kathy Griffin?
Deborah Messing these days.
Is Adam Driver hot?
Yes.
I don't know who that is. I'm old.
He's an Uber driver.
Corey and Topanga or Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I can't with Jay-Z. So
because I never watched Boy Meets World.
I don't know who that is.
You never watched Boy Meets World?
I aged out of it.
Oh my God. Nikki Blonsky or Taylor Swift?
Nikki
Blonsky.
Swift. Really? I don't even know you.
Should Jill Zarin come back full time?
Yes.
What did you say? You said no?
This is
no,
good.
No, of course not. Yes. What a monster of a human being.
Yes.
I want to see her back, and she's in LA right now.
I could do lightning round for like another 30 minutes. I know, I'm loving this.
Can Fran Drescher come on Real Housewives?
I'm sorry that I'm not very lightning.
Fran Drescher, thoughts? That's not listed.
I
but
her. I wish thoughts, she won yes. the Senate or whatever she was
doing. Her greatest work, UHF.
Mrs. Sheffield.
I love her. I just saw a picture with her and Aviva Drescher.
There you go.
You know, because they're related. Right. Fran Drescher just tweeted a picture with Aviva. And I was like, I thought you were embarrassed about Aviva. Anyway.
She's very serious now. She's like, I was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens.
All right, you guys, we have to wrap this up. I'm going to keep you guys for a little bit of a bonus episode, but I'm wrapping up this one. So where can people find Watch What Crappens?
WatchWhatCrappens.com. Just go on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you find podcasts where you can find Watch What Crappens. But WatchWhatCrappens.com is where you can, it's like our central hub, you know, on Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens, Twitter, at What Crappens.
And then we're doing live shows. We have a live show Sunday in Irvine. We're covering the classic Orange County episode, Naked Wasted.
Yes.
Good one.
So come to that. Taco Bell's going to be there with a food truck.
And your live shows are so fun. I mean, I went to the one at the Improv here in LA, and it was the best time. The crowd is so amazing.
So fun.
So good. And that was the one, the show you saw was actually like a small show. That was an intimate one. Yeah. This one's going to have, we already have like around 300, over 300 tickets sold to this one. When they're bigger, they just get so crazy.
If people get a chance, you have to go. I know I'm going to come to one. Because they are so much fun. You guys just cover the
Danny Rhodes.
And it's really like the best crowd. Like your fans are crazy, fun, wonderful people who are all really smart and funny.
It's really like, it's kind of an out-of-body experience.
Okay, and where can people find you guys on social media?
I'm at Ronnie Karam. Very easy. It's my name.
And I'm at Ben Mandelker on Twitter and Instagram. Also
thank you, boys,
easy.
So much. I love you
love
so
you,
much
Danny,
for coming.
Thanks, Danny.
Raise your hand if you like using essential oils. You can't tell, but I'm raising my hand right now. I love using essential oils for aromatherapy. I breathe them in when I get headaches. I put a couple drops in my bath. Or I breathe them in with steam when I'm sick. BulkApothecary.com has all the essential oils you need, and they're super high quality. They also sell bath bombs, soap-making supplies, candle-making goodies, and so much more. So check them out at www.bulkapothecary.com and use coupon code HOUSEWIVES for $10 off orders of $30 or more. I mean, talk about iconic.
I love Ben and Ronnie, and I love Kelly Cloran-Bensimone. You guys, Kelly Cloran-Bensimone from The Real Housewives of New York is an icon. She's someone who's given us some of the best reality TV of all time. I got to talk to her. And now I can exhale. It's like, now I can finally exhale. So please enjoy my interview with Kelly Cloran-Bensimone.
Hi, how are you?
Aloha, hello.
It's so nice to hear from you and to meet you over the phone. I'm such a big fan of you on Real Housewives of New York. I'm a fan of your books.
Yay!
Thank you taking the time.
My pleasure.
Now, what have you been up to since The Real Housewives of New York?
I am working on my MBA. I wrote two novels for Simon & Schuster, A Dangerous Age and The Second Course. And now I am working in high-end real estate with Warburg Realty.
Now, would you ever do a real estate show?
I'm thinking that I would do something in real estate just because, lifestyle and the way that the homes people live in, the way they live their life is something that's always been something very attractive to me.
I want to switch gears to your book. Now, what's been your favorite book to write? You've written a bunch of books. What's been your favorite?
I think the reason I write all these books is because I'm trying to dispel all these myths. So, in the Hamptons, people were just like, oh, the Hamptons, I'm going to go there. And I don't want to go to the Hamptons and rent a house. And it's just all this negative energy around one of the most beautiful vacation destinations in the world. So that's why I wrote that book. American Style, I wrote that book because a lot of people that work in fashion don't really know about fashion. And we're saying that pants were so 30s and women in the 30s did not wear pants, obviously. Unless you're Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah.
I was always dispelling myths. And it was, I wrote these books because I heard someone say something and I couldn't believe that they said it. And so instead of, talking to them and saying you don't know what you're talking about, I decided to write a book about it.
Yeah.
So that I could, if one person doesn't know the answer, there's a lot of other people that don't. So why not, educate them?
Yeah. And these books you're writing all on your own, right? There's no ghostwriter or anything, co-writer?
for the second course and for Dangerous Age, I had to have a ghostwriter because it's just the nature of that beast. It's a novel. It's, you know, almost five. They both of them are almost 500 pages. Yeah. And to be honest with you, like, there's just so many. There's so many people in the publishing world that are so talented, and to, you know, I'm not the right tool for the right job. I mean, I can write an article, I can write social history, but when it comes to, you know, writing a novel, it's very, very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be the best that it could be, and so I hired the best to help me.
That's smart. I'm a ghostwriter myself, so.
Oh, yay, hi.
Hi. So I know how hard it is to just, you know, getting a book out is insanely difficult.
Yeah, I have so much respect for everyone that's worked with me in the publishing industry.
Yeah, now I want to switch gears. I want to get to a little Roni, a few Roni questions, Real Housewives of New York. I loved you on it. I think season 3 is like one of the best seasons of any Real Housewives franchise ever.
Hey, Daniel, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
Do you still watch the show at all?
I never watched the show.
You didn't watch it when you were on, right?
No, I didn't. I watched my scenes. Yeah, they would send me like the episodes before the night before, and then I would watch my scenes. I never wanted to watch anyone else's scenes because I wasn't privy to it, and I thought that would be so inauthentic, to be commenting on something that I didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to a reunion, nothing that I would say would be valid because I wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Take me through. I just rewatched Scary Island, that 3-episode arc, which I think should be shown in movie theaters. Like, I think it is that good.
And well, first of all, thank you for loving Scary Island because I named it.
You so did name it. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I named it after Fantasy Island, one of my favorite television shows growing up.
What was that filming process like? What can you tell us about it?
Their biggest issue was that they decided to have a show with Bethany. All the castmates were up in arms because they weren't getting their own show. Mm-hmm. And so they had a choice. They had a choice to like be on Bethany's team and hopefully be on her next show, or be on their own team and just be to their own drummer. And, you know, I mean, I just didn't want to beat to Bethany's drum. I just didn't want to be a part of that. I didn't like the image that she was portraying, and I didn't want to be that kind of girl. And I didn't want my fans to ever think that when women are behaving badly, that I was a part of that.
Yeah.
Like, I always wanted them to know that I'm up here and that you're down there because I'm an adult. And I am educated, and I am raising kids on my own, and you are acting like a child and being rude and name-calling and talking in my back and making me feel like shit when you don't know me. So, yeah.
Kelly, you have so many iconic scenes. I mean, I told you I'm rewatching it, and I love all of your stuff. I was just rewatching Morocco, and you have that scene with Alex where you tell her to close her eyes and then open her eyes. It's just so funny.
I was feeling real upset with Alex. I mean, here's this girl. She comes from Central Casting. They get on this show. And I was really upset with her because, you know, she's a really nice person. And she was just so poked and prodded by her husband the entire time.
Mm.
And I just didn't want her to lose her sugar in Morocco. And I also wanted her to know and the fans to know that even if I don't agree with what you're doing, that doesn't mean that I don't support you. And that's why I did that scene.
Now, where are you at with these women now, your former castmates? Do you keep in touch with any of them?
So I just talked to Jill Zarin. Yeah, she has this amazing rug line. And so I'm using some of her rugs in my apartment because I love them so much. And she's great.
And how about Lou? Do you talk to Lou at all?
Luann asked me for lunch 2 weeks ago. She's just been really busy with her, you know, with everything that she's doing. And so I haven't had a chance to catch up with her, but, you know, I'm sure at some point we will.
Yeah. Would you ever go back to the show full time?
You know, yeah, I never say never. I mean, I had so many great scenes and great times. I just felt like there was just a strange takeaway from the show. Like there was never, I just didn't, you know, they never wanted to film my real life. And that was something that was really, you know, they didn't, I don't know why, but the show never wanted to show that it's okay to be a single mother raising 2 girls on your own. I mean, sometimes, you know, my life has been really, really hard, and the show did not want to show or celebrate me being a single mother.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they really wanted me to be that, you know, cheerleader that's, you know, supposed to be a super bitch, you know, and a lady who lunches. They just didn't, they just never wanted to like show the things that I was really doing.
Yeah.
You know, all the philanthropy that I've done for so long, they weren't interested in showing any of it.
Yeah. Now, Kelly, I want to wrap this up, but I want to do a quick little lightning round of questions. So these are just going to be quick questions. You know, they're kind of all over the place, but, you know, answer whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite book of all time?
The Gift of the Magi.
Who would you rather have dinner with, Bethany or Ramona?
Bethany.
Are you more of a Carrie, Samantha, Charlotte, or Miranda?
Carrie.
When's the last time you spoke to Alex McCord?
2011.
Who's the sexiest man alive?
Sexiest man alive. Larry David.
Ooh, interesting. You like a funny guy.
I like funny.
Yeah, I'm a big gay, and I have a big attraction to Larry David, too. So I'm right there with you.
Let me see. I really like Larry David. But who else do I really like? Like, who's a super fox? Let's see.
Oh, I love, like, Chris Hemsworth. I love him.
He's cute.
Yeah, he's cute. That, like, young, good body.
Yeah, but not too young. I'm a woman of a certain age.
Would you date younger?
I've always dated younger. That's time for me to grow up.
No, nonsense.
My kids are going to college. Time for Kelly to grow up.
Nonsense.
Maybe that's going to be my new show, Kelly Grows Up. Yikes.
I'd watch the shit out of that. Okay.
I'm trying to think of like who I think is really hot. I'm like, I can't think of like.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon. I love Jimmy Fallon. He's just awesome. Like, he's amazing. I love Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Sorry, Larry David. You've been removed.
Sorry, Larry. Okay. So,
Larry David, uninvited.
Uninvited. What TV shows are you watching? Do you watch TV?
I do watch TV. Yeah.
What do you like?
Obsessed with This Is Us.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that show. I just loved all the, you know, the family value, and I just think it's just so great in the spirit of, you know, where we are politically. I just think it's just an amazing show. The timing could not have been better. And it's funny because the guy that does This Is Us did 30 something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. What's your favorite movie of all time?
I just actually saw this movie that I loved. The one about the Washington Post. I loved that movie.
Oh, The Post.
Oh my God. I love that movie. That was amazing. I mean, if you caught me 6 months ago, I would have said something else, but I just was really, really inspired by such a powerful woman. I thought that I love that she went against the grain and she held her own.
Back to these lightning rounds. Sandra Bullock or Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts. I'm more of a Julia Roberts kind of girl.
Yeah, I love her. I love Jules.
Love the Jules.
Favorite Mariah Carey song?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Classic.
Classic.
Are you still friends with Gwyneth Paltrow?
We were never friends.
that's an exclusive. That's an exclusive scoop.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow and I were never friends. My ex-husband had worked with her a couple of times. We were never friends.
I love that.
The reason that I said that is because I did not like that Bethany Frankel was attacking stars to get attention. I thought that was so pedestrian. I was like, what are you doing?
Wait, how was she attacking? Was she attacking stars?
She used to like go on these Twitter fights with celebrities so she would get more Twitter followers and recognition. I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. Interesting.
I was like, that's guerrilla marketing at its finest. That's a GORILLA marketing.
I love that. Okay. Why do you think Luann and Ramona have been able to stick around so long?
Ramona is just amazing. And I think the reason she has such longevity is because she has a playfulness and a youthfulness about her that's incredibly engaging and infectious. And she also just is having a great time.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a good business. She's got an amazing daughter. And she's having a great time. And, you know, she can either be on the show or not. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she's not on the show. She still has money and she still has homes.
Yeah.
And Luann is the same way. She still has money and she still has homes. I mean, if a lot of these people, a lot of the women on the show, if they were not on the show, they wouldn't have money.
What's next for Kelly Killoran Ben-Simone?
Oh, chic. What's next for Kelly Killoran Ben-Simone? There's just so many great things that are happening for fall.
You got the real estate.
I mean, the real estate is just such, you know, it's just so exciting for me. And I am loving it so much. I'm loving seeing all these amazing apartments. You know, I've just shown and seen so many beautiful spaces. And it's just so exciting for me to explore New York in that kind of way. Like, I'm just looking up at New York City and I'm in love with New York City. So that's been just amazing.
Oh, I love that. And I want to
see other projects, but I can't tell you.
I want to see you on a real estate show, Kelly.
That would be fun.
I'm dying to see it now.
You have no idea what's happened to me. I mean, honestly, like, if I could tell you what's happened to me in real estate in the past, like, 6 weeks, you would be, like, dying.
What do you mean? Tell us.
No, I can't tell you. I can't tell you today. Not today.
Well, maybe we can check in maybe in a few months. You'll call us back.
Yeah. But it's been so, you guys have to watch my Instagram because Real Estate Thursdays, I show you an epic apartment in New York every Thursday, and people are just loving it because it's like Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous on crack.
Well, I'll be tuning in.
Because it's like the inside scoop. It's me taking.
You guys, I know Kelly Cloran Ben-Simon just cut out. And we didn't get an official ending from her. But you know what? That reminds me of the show. We didn't get an official ending from her on Real Housewives of New York. So we're not going to get one here. Because her phone cut out. It is what it is. And you know what? I like it that way. Whitney had the bright idea to just leave it in. And you know what? It felt right. It felt right. So, you know, that's not all. We also have Jules Weinstein. Another fallen soldier from One Housewife season. One of the best seasons. The season that was all about Tom. So please enjoy my interview with Jules Weinstein.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, Jules. It's Danny Pellegrino. How are you?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Oh my God, no problem. I'm so excited.
Yes. And you're in Florida right now, right?
I'm in Boca. My parents were on vacation.
Jules, what have you been up to since Real Housewives of New York ended?
Well, concentrating on Modern Alchemy. I don't know if you know that I have a health drink.
Of course, yeah.
And right now we're coming out with 4 new drinks.
And you also have a podcast going, right? I listened to some of that. Yeah, I listened to your interview with Kelly Ben-Simon, and then I also listened to your most recent one from March, and I thought it was great. I love that you were talking about being a swimmer and playing the saxophone and piano and baking and all of these things that I didn't know. I'm a huge fan of Roni, Real Housewives of New York, and I didn't know any of this about you. So it was actually really, I thought it was great.
Yeah, you know, when you do a show just one season, I feel like you need a second season for people to really get to know you.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I never, got that chance. So, I remember like Carol once saying like, oh, she doesn't even know how to boil water, but that's so untrue. Like I love to cook, unfortunately I'm going through a divorce. So, in the meantime, like there's like a lot of hobbies just to get my mind, off of things.
How close are you to being done with the divorce?
I think it's very close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with any other girls from the show?
Yeah, well, Dorinda and I were always friends. We actually spent New Year's together.
I love
her. She's doing great. Yeah, oh my God, she is so funny. She's been telling me bits and pieces of what's already happened.
Do you get a little, like, FOMO? Like, do you when she tells you what's going on, do you feel like you
yes,
want...
oh my God. Yeah. Well, I don't want to, like, I don't know if I'm, well, I guess I don't
you
have
You can say whatever you want. We're all
yeah,
friends
here. I mean, I'm hearing that... Carol and Bethany have a moment.
Yeah, yeah, we see a little bit about Carol and Bethany kind of falling out. And I don't know. I'm very curious what happened. Do you know what happened?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the ending result is, but I heard that, well, I mean, the typical Bethany says something to Carol that insults her, and Carol really sticks up for herself when in the past, you know, she's more quiet, you know, it's exciting.
Oh my God.
I got excited.
So would you come back in the future, like next season, if the divorce is all done, everything settled in your life, like, and they asked you back, would you come back?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it if ever, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have any regrets from doing the show or anything that happened on the show?
No, I never regret anything in my life. You know, my motto is I try everything twice. Yeah. But everything, you know. Yeah. You know, I mean, I like the way the show, you know, like the show portrayed me. You know, I thought I came off very sweet, you know. And I, you know, like I said, like you always need a second season for everyone to get to really know you, you know? Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite memory from the show?
Let me think. You know, the Miami trip, they didn't really show it that much, but we had so much fun. There was a scene where we all go out, to this like Spanish club.
Uh-huh.
And, they only showed like 5 seconds of it, but we all got on stage and I took a trombone.
Oh, yes.
And they literally, I mean, they show me like humping a trombone, but I did more. Like they let me play the trombone. Oh, they let me play every instrument. Actually, they let me play the drums, the maracas. And that's really who I am. Like you can dare me to do anything and I'll do it.
Yeah.
They I dove into the crowd. Like I was like, it was so funny. And that's really who I am. I'm fun and silly, you know? Yeah. So for example, the pizza, you know, it almost made me look like I was a crackhead, but that's not really what was happening, you know?
So what was happening with the utensils when you baking?
Yeah, that was like so not, you know, and they made it look like I was like on, I was so not. And like when I left that scene, I was like, that was the easiest. Oh my God, that was so funny. So that Wild Pizza place is a place where my 4-year-old would go for like birthday parties. So when I was going there, I was talking to my girlfriend and she's like, you're going there with 50-year-olds? Like that's where our kids go for birthday parties to make pizzas, you know? Yeah. I'm like, I know, isn't that crazy? Like I would think like we'd be going to like Le Cirque, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. I'm like, I'm gonna like this is a good joke. Like I'm gonna just like throw like my like she's like throw like she's like make a pizza pocket and throw anything in there. Who's eating that? That's so stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny. So that's where my head was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So but Bethany, she's such a bitch, you know, like she was like anything you do, she will be so negative and make fun of you. She can't like it just have fun, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where my head was. I left like thinking it was so funny. Like it wasn't, I had no idea that's what she was talking about. And I also had no idea that the girls were criticizing everything that I ate or whatever, you know, like, because in my real life, you know, I'm very open about my recovery and my eating disorder. But mm-hmm. like, it's not like, do I think about it or talk about it with my friends every single meal? No, it's like I go on with my I'm normal, you know?
Yeah.
So like, if I want hot sauce or a mound of Parmesan cheese with my food, like nobody cares because that's, I'm enjoying what I'm eating. Like everybody has their tastes, you know, like, I don't know what you like to eat, but,
everything.
Yeah. But like, if do you have like weird, like maybe you like to put like dill with mm-hmm. more dill. I don't know. Like everybody has their.
Yeah. Like weird salsa on eggs or, you know, something a little.
Yeah. Like, so like my thing is like red chili flakes and Parmesan cheese on like salad or anything and everything. I would put Tabasco in my cereal if I wanted.
My housekeeper puts Pop-Tarts in the freezer. So.
Oh yeah. Like everyone has their like tastes, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I felt like if I like moved my water to the 1 inch to the right, like they would whisper about like, while I was watching the episodes after I was smiling, I had no idea that this was going on and it was so hurtful, you know, because you know, if I'm going to tell you something and be open and honest about, you know, my history, whatever, like, then don't judge me because that's a gift that I'm telling you. So, I had no idea, you know, so I'm just like sitting there bebopping, enjoying and laughing, whatever. And meanwhile, I'm being criticized and it was very, you know, weird to me. But anyway,
I would be scared to be friends with Bethany because I feel like she is so smart and cunning and witty, but it always comes at everyone's expense.
Well, that's so when we went back a few episodes later with that scene at that restaurant where I got so upset with her. I originally got upset with the way she was treating Luann, you know, because mm-hmm. exactly that, like, you know, even though Tom wasn't the right guy, who are you to judge? Yeah. You know, like, if she's happy, she's happy. Who cares? Like, you're not her best friend. You don't even give a shit about her anyway. Mm-hmm. And but you're talking shit about her behind her back. Mm-hmm. You know, just say to her, you know, like, you make a joke and it's on her expense, like. Just shut up. She was so rude, so mean. And I felt like it's because she has her deep, dark demons within herself, you know? Yeah. And then it came back to me. I'm like, why are you talking shit behind my back? You know? And Dorinda was telling me all this, you know? And I was it just came out. And I don't know if it came out wrong or right, whatever. I didn't even care. I was just so, I was like, these aren't my, you know, it was a new group of friends and it was all being filmed. And I was just like, I just didn't understand because I really have like such cool, amazing friends in my life. And it wasn't normal to me.
What about the other girls? How did you feel about the other girls? Like Ramona?
Ramona I've known always from the Hamptons. She lives like 5 minutes away from my house. She's awesome. You know, like she's a little quirky, but like if you get her, she's like you really enjoy her. She's fun. She likes to have, you know, she likes to have a lot of fun. We have a mutual GBF in common. Mm. And we've gone out in New York and in the Hamptons, you know, before I even knew I was going to be on the show. So, like if you get her, then you love her, you know? Luann, I just met, there. Carol, you know, when you're one-on-one with her, she's great, but I felt that season, she was more like a parrot, you know, like, to Bethany, but I heard this season she's not.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see what's going
on. Yeah. I heard she's great this season. She's more independent.
Take me through the Berkshires trip when Bethany was calling Luann a whore, and then you that my favorite scene of maybe the entire series was when Luann comes to talk to you outside, and you're, you know, having a serious moment about your dad, and she is just smoking a cigarette and telling you that Bethany called her a whore is the best. First of all, I hope your dad's okay.
Thank you. Well, actually he has like 103 fever. He's like up and down, but you know what? He's going to be 82 at the end of the month. And, you know, I'm going to say it's just a fever and he'll get better, you know, so, you know, it's up and down, but he'll be fine. I bet you he'll live to 120.
Yeah. Good. Hopefully.
Yeah, that was a little weird, but, again, every friend you act accordingly, you know, like, you can't get hurt by what somebody says. Like Luann, I guess is a little bit more like, it's all about her a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like she didn't mean it to hurt my feelings. She's just like into herself at that moment, you know? Because she is actually a nice person. She's never been mean to me. Like we actually drove to the Berkshires together. We spent 3-4 hours in the car. She's lovely. She's nice. She's caring. I take it like she's just so into herself, kind of, you know, so that like she couldn't process what I was saying because she just got reamed out by the biggest bitch in the world, and it's kind of like you're in shock, you know?
Yeah.
That's how if Bethany screamed at me, I would be like catatonic that like I couldn't even hear if somebody told me that their father was in the ICU. Mm-hmm. If that didn't happen to her, I would be like, hello, what the hell's wrong with you? You know?
Yeah.
That's how I take it. I mean, imagine if you got roomed out by Bethany Frankel. She's scary.
Is Bethany, does she have any control over like the production or anything? Because I mean, we've heard so many stories and, you know, I've read some stories in the press that she has, you know, different control over, you know, who films with who, or she'll encourage people to not film with each other. Did you notice any of that? Or is it just,
no, I mean, everybody says that and you think that, but no. But you know what? Bethany is a really smart, she's very smart. And, we had some very nice moments. I've been to her house. We hung out. Like she cares.
She's doing a lot of great charitable work too.
Yeah, and you know what? I've had some really wonderful moments. She was very caring. She's very smart. I look up to her in a way. She's a single mom. She made it all on her own, and that's something to be said. You know.
Yeah.
She came from nothing to something. So it's amazing. You know, yeah. And I'm a single mom now too, and I commend her. It's a lot, you know, so
yeah.
I can see why she has a tough skin.
Okay, now I ask everyone this, you know, Mariah Carey, what's your favorite Mariah Carey song?
Fantasy or Always Be My Baby, mm-hmm. You know, like high school years.
Iconic.
What's yours?
Mine is probably Forever, which was like a ballad from, it was like early 90s. It wasn't a single, but it was called Forever, and it was from that same album. With Fantasy and Always Be My Baby.
What do I always say? I love karaoke. Mm-hmm. From Prince of Egypt with Mariah and Whitney.
Yeah, When You Believe.
Oh, so good. That's a great duet on karaoke.
Oh my God, it is. Yes. That,
you do karaoke.
Song is so fucking good.
Oh my God, so good. And I love Celine.
Uh-huh.
Saying what's it called? It's all coming back to me now. Literally, it's coming back to me now. It's all coming back.
Oh my God, Jules, you're speaking my language. I love it. Thank you, Jules. Oh my God, this is a dream. I love you. Okay, thanks, Jules. Have a good one.
You too. Talk to you later.
Bye bye.
You guys, we still have one more thing. We have Courtney Frayn from Two Judgy Girls. Again, follow Two Judgy Girls on Instagram. Follow their podcast. They're so funny. And I'm going to leave you guys with this little lightning round with Courtney Frayn. Please enjoy. Rate and review this on iTunes if you get a chance. Tell a friend. Go to the Patreon. Sign up. You love one another. Love each other. Be nice. Be kind. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Okay, guys, I'm here with Courtney Frayn from Two Judgy Girls, the most hilarious Instagram account. They have the best podcast. They break down Housewives. They break down Bravo. Courtney, how you doing?
I am great. I would like to say the exact same thing about you.
Of course.
Die at your Instagram daily. Mary and I just like, we'll like send it back and forth and be like, did you see what Danny posted today? He is so funny. And your podcast is amazing.
Oh, well, this is a love fest. I want to have you on like a full episode, but for now, you know, because we're limited on time, I'm doing your show. I want everyone to go listen to that. But I wanted to have you on to do like a little lightning round. We do these pop culture lightning rounds. And so this is all about reality TV from this week.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay. What's the best show on Bravo?
Oh, Real Housewives of New York.
Best non-Bravo show.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I kind of live for like MTV's The Challenge.
Me too.
Love it.
Lou's Diana Ross costume, cool or uncool?
I mean, Lou, uncool. Come on. In theory, cool, but like, oh, uncool.
Yeah. Best thing about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season? You have to say something good, even though we know it's not good.
Erica's looks.
Yeah.
The fact that it's almost over. I don't know.
The worst thing about Beverly Hills this season?
Oh, nobody cares about Dorit.
Should they bring Brandy back?
No.
What are you most excited for on Real Housewives of New York?
Just everything. I mean, the boat trip, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sonia's diaper.
Yes. Yes.
Who would you want to return to Roni?
Ooh. I mean, I feel like the obvious answer people would say is Jill. But to be honest, like, I feel like Jules did not get a fair shot at it. I would totally agree. Jules back.
Okay. So Team Bethany or Team Carol?
Carol.
Favorite Vanderpump Rules cast member?
Stassi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So who's yours?
Kristen. Kristen, for sure. Kristen.
Okay. We'll discuss that later.
Yeah. Is pasta code for cocaine?
Absolutely.
Have James and Kristen hooked up since they've been in their respective relationships?
Well, there was the drama before, but I don't think they hooked up in Mexico.
No, I don't either. But do you think they hooked up aside from that?
Well, I believe they did at first, and that was when they had the sex on the beamer, right? But I
never
don't
forget.
Yeah, I don't think since then. I think James really loves Logan.
So say something nice about Jax.
He's really good at social media.
Say something nice about Sheena.
She has great skin.
Yeah. Okay, marry, fuck, kill, or send on vacation. Shep, Craig, and T-Rav.
oh my God, T-Rav is dead. He's gone on vacation and that plane crashed. I'm obviously, I'm marrying Craig because he's going to sew for me all day long. And then I guess I'll just go with Shep to fuck because it'll be real quick.
Did you hear that Craig's doing like an embroidery business now?
Oh my God, I'll be his first customer. I'll be the fan. I'll be president of his fan club.
Okay, now how much money would it take for you to go on a date with T-Rav?
Okay, Mary will tell you like you could pay her, like you could pay him to go out with her. Like Mary loves really? T-Rav. Oh, she loves an older man, and there's long story. I'll let her tell you one day. millions.
Okay. Whitney from Southern Charm. Thoughts?
I wonder how Renob is doing his band, and I just wish that he would come out.
Will you watch Jersey Shore, the reboot, or are you watching it?
Today is Jersey, and I will definitely be catching it.
Okay, so Mary, fuck, son on vacation, Ronnie, Pauly D, and Vinny.
Ooh, I'm marrying Vinny. I feel like he's the one. He's really come out the best. I'll fuck Pauly, and then bye, Ron.
Bye, Ron.
Stop, Ron.
What are your thoughts on Sammy Sweetheart not doing the reunion or the reboot?
What did she bring to the table anyway? She's the prettiest girl, but I don't need to see her. And what, do you not agree?
Courtney, I totally disagree. I think Sammy was like the backbone of that show. Her relationship with Ron was what we watched.
I know, but it was like, it made me feel bad because it went so unhealthy. Like, yeah. I felt bad for her because I was like, she's going to be messed up in the head forever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But okay. That was me having a soul for a second. You're right. I'll go with you. Okay.
Potomac, worth watching?
Hard pass.
Does Summer House deserve a third season?
Yes, but I mean, let's get some diversity in there.
Agreed.
And let's get people that, you know, talk.
Did you see Amit at the reunion? He like didn't say anything.
Oh yeah, I thought he was just like the steamer for everybody's dress.
Okay, Nene or Kim?
Nene.
Should Marlo be a full-time housewife?
Absolutely.
Should Kim get a peach?
No, get her out of here. Put her on Don't Be Tardy for the Party and air that at 10 p.m. on Friday night so I never have to see it.
Say something nice about Portia.
She's gorgeous.
Favorite Mariah Carey song?
I feel like you're going to kill me because I cannot think of the title of the song and I know how much you love Mariah Carey. No, okay. What's the one where it's like the black and white video and she's like in a swing, but like also in a seashell?
Always Be My Baby. She's on a swing. No. And Always Be My Baby.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting it confused. I do love Always Be My Baby, but there's one. I'm just going to go with Always Be My Baby because I will not think of the other song.
It's a perfect song. That's great. Okay. Now, where can people find you on social media? It's Two Judgy Girls on Instagram?
Yes. Yep. We are on Instagram at Two Judgy Girls. And we are on Facebook at Two Judgy Girls. And we have our Facebook group, which is called The Jury Speaks, since we're the judges. Come find us there. Come find our podcast. It's on iTunes, Stitcher. What's the other one? SoundCloud. And it's under Two Judgy Girls.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.